"You know, my dear Watson," he began, when he finished reading my report, "we won't be able to publish this. The case doesn't show us in the most favorable light." "If you look at it from a moral point of view, however," I corrected immediately, "we should stick to our usual criminological approach," Holmes interrupted me. "After all, we are investigating crimes. The redistribution of wealth is not our cup of tea, and we should leave that to Robin Hood. Bear in mind that if the general public learns about it, nobody will entrust their cases to us anymore. Our business would be ruined. I would be ruined." "Don't worry, Holmes," I said as I poured myself a cup of hot punch. "I'll wait until you're pushing daisies, of course." "Very considerate," Holmes said with an appreciative nod. "But you also have to work on your narrative style. You're always making these only halfway amusing remarks. You should stick to the facts. That's what really interests the inquisitive and willing reader. Your jokes only distract from the course of events. They are unnecessary, just like your infantile Christmas decorations. You're an adult man, for God's sake." "The magic of Christmas is not only for children," I taught my friend with a smile. "Relax, absorb the atmosphere, rejoice in the birth of the Redeemer." I would rather be relieved.